Today is Tuesday, the 26th of August, in the 21st week of Ordinary Time. The community of Taizé sing Jésus le Christ, Jesus Christ, inner light. Do not let my darkness speak to me. Jesus Christ, inner light, let me welcome your love. Today's reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians.
You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully maltreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we may have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you, that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become so very dear to us.
In yesterday's reading, we heard how Paul encourages the church at Thessalonica. It's a well done so far. In today's passage, he describes his own approach to starting up that church. He's quite candid, stating clearly and confidently how he went about it. What do you notice? Perhaps his tenderness and gentleness towards the Thessalonians? Whilst also being a straight talker, utterly convinced that he's taken the right course of action. What do his words reveal about his character? Listen to the passage again, and notice that he came to this task having suffered and been shamefully maltreated elsewhere. So, both gentle and tenacious, characteristics of Jesus himself.
You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully maltreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we may have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become so very dear to us.
As you move to a time of prayer, you might want to bring the needs of your own church leaders to God. Let gentleness and tenderness play their part. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.